Hi, welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. It's good to be here. My name is Glamdek. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun here today. We discuss about the makeup industry. We touch on the good moments I had in the makeup industry, also the bad ones, also the makeup aspect itself. You also went to the streets. You don't want to miss this episode. Hey. Hello, guys. Hi.
Hi,
Welcome to
hi.
the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Yusis Ladu. I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria.
Yusis, by now, these people know that you where you are recording from. Please, they know. Don't
Let
tell
them
them
know
again.
now.
They know.
No, they
It's
should
okay.
know.
Anybody that does not know you by now, what are they doing here?
But you know I'm a
Hey,
traveler.
they
I can be
gay.
recording from anywhere.
And it's true. It's true. True talk. We have a guest. Today is a special
A
day.
super guest.
Yusis, do us the honor. Introduce our
To
guest.
be my pleasure. Dearest listeners, a special one.
Gege.
The one and only, no, let me start with accolade.
Oh, yeah. Give our
Yes,
colleagues.
makeup artist in Abuja, hands
Gege.
down,
Gege.
internationally recognized. The one and only Glamdek is in the house.
Round of applause.
Pa, 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 pa.
But, hey.
I could go on and on and on. So she'll do the talking herself.
I'm excited.
Hi,
Welcome.
everyone.
Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. We are honored to have you. How are you doing?
Thank you. Fine, thank you.
We usually start the podcast by asking like how everybody's week is. I know it's Ramadan. Everybody's just there. Nobody's doing anything. Usually we start the podcast by asking everybody how their week was. You sis, go first.
Stick week, I think I'll go first.
Okay,
Let's
go
not
first.
stress our
Let's not stress our guests. Our guest,
Oh, you need to
she's
learn
living the
how to
soft
manage
life.
visitors.
It's true.
Yes, it
Our
cannot be
guest
rushing.
is a soft life girl.
Yes. No, Glamdek is a soft life girl. Anyway, my week has been fantastic. Alhamdulillah, the last 10 days of Ramadan, you know, it's been spiritual all week. A lot of prayers, a lot to be thankful for. The Abuja sun has been hot, Rashida, I will not lie. We've been managing, but so far, everything, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Masha'Allah. So you did not do anything, did not go anywhere. You did not see celebrity on the road. You mean you are just
That's
there?
your hobby now. But I was in the streets of Instagram,
Okay, I love that.
but not the real streets of Abuja.
Yeah,
Yeah.
same as me. My week has just been there. Fasting is what is in front of us. Alhamdulillah, we are seeing the last 10 days. We are in Lailatul Qadr. Excited about that. That's just it. We are focused. This year is a focused year. We are focused. No distraction. Nothing. Not. We refuse to
Yes,
be
no distraction
distracted.
at all.
Yeah. Glam deck extraordinaria.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week has just been there, but
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, no
I've been
wahala.
stalking your stories, oh, better
Hey.
tell them.
Hey.
It's your week.
Oh, no, at all. No one till after Ramadan.
Okay.
I'm off, Sha.
Makes sense.
Yes.
It's only right. You sis. Brings me to my prayer of the week. Is everybody
We're
ready?
waiting.
We're ready.
Prayer of the week. This one is short and simple. Ya Allah, may you surround us with people that will mention our names when doors of opportunity arises.
I mean,
I mean,
this one is a very strong one.
it's
Yeah,
a
strong
struggle.
one.
Short and simple, but strong. It
Precise.
carry weight.
Very,
Very.
Glamdek, he said something that
Yeah.
I'm quite surprised.
What did Glamdex say now?
He says you've been.
Is that a lie?
Have you been
Glamdex, we
off?
don't have to lie on
Have you
this.
not been working?
We don't have to lie on this
Please,
podcast. So
Glamdek.
tell us,
Yes?
what were you up to?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Do
What?
you know what it means for you to be off?
I don't
I told
understand.
you the biggest makeup artist in Abuja.
Yusuf, this is my off period, my resting period.
She said it's a resting period. Yusuf, why are you forcing her? It's a resting period.
Don't you want to have resting period? Have you not been working?
Oh, but it's true. I didn't think of it like that. For somebody to be resting this period,
It's very important.
okay. She has made it in life. She's even resting.
Have a question. This makeup thing. Well, you know, there are a lot of upcoming makeup artists.
Some people have started and failed.
Many now. I don't want to mention names. So, Glamdek, if you can do us the honors and tell us why you chose makeup,
Yeah.
when you started, and what have kept you going. I'm sure people would want to know. They have seen your work. You could go to her page. You could see the extraordinary thing she does there. I'm sure people are wondering, how do you do this thing? What keeps you going? And why did you decide to carve that niche for yourself?
Thank you for the question.
You're welcome.
So first of all, I've never been a makeup person, sincerely. I've never liked makeup.
I'm sorry. Please.
Lack patience. That's my problem.
No, excuse me.
Can you let her? She's going to bust your brain today.
I will let you. But please, I don't like when you answer a question and you're being very modest. What you are saying? I was not
Take
a makeup person.
Flowers, be arrogant.
Me being arrogant or anything.
But to be fair, most makeup artists, you don't see it on them.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, going to work like a full face of makeup and later on we'll start sweating or being stressed out and all. So, I think that's why, for me, I don't even like the feel of makeup on my face. Let's be sincere.
Wow.
Yes. So, I think when I was in level one, my mom was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to start a business? What business do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, okay, I'll just go for a makeup class.
Oh, wow.
For my makeup school, went to school for a semester, got back home, then started class for 2 weeks. Then I started YouTube classes and all.
Ooh.
So it's been a long journey, Sha. Starting a makeup business, you have to have the mind.
You're hearing this story.
I'm hearing this story.
I think all the money I've gathered, I didn't even like spend any on me. I was buying makeup products.
Oh.
Yes.
Investing.
So it takes years to invest in your work. You know, like today, I'm a makeup artist. No. You have to invest like real money into it.
Yeah.
And you have to be taking classes like here and there. You can't be like, oh, I'm good. The time that you think you arrived, you've not arrived yet.
You're not started.
That's just and now I don't think I can stop doing makeup. I don't know.
Love that for you. But what's the hardest part of your job?
Meeting people, like dealing with people.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I think I'll be in between.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yes. People are hard to deal with.
So do you have all those clients that when they come to you, they are like, I want light makeup, but I don't want it heavy. This side
makeup.
This lipstick is too, or they just let you do your thing and trust you, or do you have those people that are always talking?
A few years back, I used to have those clients, but now I don't at all. Like you know what I do, and you've seen my makeup somewhere else. So now I even have people. I remember the last time I did makeup at someone that had to use mirror. Do you understand? Like, let me see what you're doing. You even prefer
levels.
That's growth. Yes. Yeah.
Let me sit close to the mirror. Let me see what you are doing. Do you understand? But now, no.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. That's amazing.
Well, my takeaway from what Glamdex said so far, the first thing she said, her mom was the first person that.
Yeah, I love that.
When she wasn't sure, but her mom had the belief in her to even register for the classes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it must have been expensive then.
Yeah.
And not everybody is lucky to have something that you didn't pay that much attention to it, but when you got into it, you got so good and it becomes your craft. She said investing in her craft. I think in a previous episode, we mentioned that you have to be learning all the time. She said something profound for me. When you think you have arrived, you have not started. And it's
That's
true.
The beginning, yeah.
When you go into social media, you see makeup artists doing magic. So you cannot limit yourself. I'm done. I'm in a banana tree. But see young girls now doing things, even within Nigeria. But you have to set yourself apart, which is what I love about Glamdex work. It's not heavy makeup, but it's different. You get.
I've stopped her on her page. Glamdex. I've gone to see her work, and it's amazing.
Once you see, when you see her work, you know now those eyebrow like they use ruler. No.
Yeah,
it's soft. That's why she's living the soft life. You understand? Anyway,
your sister has a soft Glamdex life, well deserved.
My sister, somebody that can take a whole month. If I grow up, amazing. I want to be like Glamdex with my sister.
Yeah.
If we can get a story, Glamdex, or a client, maybe when you started off, they were pestering you. Your worst client experience.
Yeah.
If you can have that.
I think this should be like 7 to 8 years ago. I'm not sure, but around that period.
That long.
So there's the part of my sister called my sister and I'm like, Allah, please can you tell Glam Deck to come to Nasera and do makeup for my auntie? She has a wedding, her and her daughters. Does it like, hey, do you know them? Because I don't want to go. Do you understand? Travel to where I don't look at it. I was just starting.
Yeah.
I know, like, I think total payment all in all, I think it was 70K then. Was it 70 or B60? Some like, it wasn't even much. Do you understand? I
was
like,
but it was money then, oh, 8 years is
money.
So I went by road share with driver and someone to assist me. I think I got to Nasarawa around 2, because it wasn't far, around 2 p.m., hoping to finish everything by 5 and come back to Abuja that night. So I was doing her makeup, but I asked her if we left for the event. Please, where is my accommodation? She was like, don't go now. Don't interfere. She was like, no, don't go. Kibari, say go. But I was like, no, I need to go back today because I'm done. But there's still time. Like, no, no, don't worry. Accommodation, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, no problem. I tied Gilly. I wasn't even good at it. I tied for like 5 people, her friends. We agreed with them paying 2K per person. Then she was about leaving for the event. I was like, please, oh, where is my accommodation? She was like, no, but then how many kawomiki ki ing body in jiki zone at Aiki now how then the person I took to ask, her name was Aisha. They was like, Aisha, me, I'm not going to sit in her room. He's almost a palo. Let's sit in the living room. Since we arrived, even water she didn't give me. I didn't even complain at all. Kingani, because you know I'm here for a job. I've been paid for it. That's not supposed to be an issue for me. I can get food anywhere. So I was just patient. 9, I called her, she was not picking. She didn't come back till like around 11. Already, me and the driver and the assistant already went to, I think, was it a restaurant, their food.
Imagine.
She's back home, and I was like, my accommodation. She was like, but worry, a hotel in Gabate is fully booked everywhere. I was like, okay, no problem. Just pay me, let me go. She was like, you can't have an Aiki na kwa kasan kate karaki e bachi ai. I was like, let's go, I get on bana kwa na kan kate.
Imagine.
I get mind do.
Yeah.
When I went to it, I was like, okay, no wala, couldn't man about Miki. I was so pissed off. It was around 11. My driver was like, okay,
this 11 p.m.
11 p.m. She was like, just find accommodation sleep. I was like,
11 at night.
Then kwana, I'm going to die in this place. Let me just go. I don't care what will happen on the road. At least in my house, I know I didn't die in this Lafayette seat. I'll never forget that day. 12:15 a.m. I left that day. 12:15.
And you didn't get your pay?
I didn't get my pay.
I wanted to say one bad thing, but... I wanted to say something bad.
But this is part of the trials and tribulations.
Yes.
This is going to be the last time I'm going to be in Lafayette. I will never come back to this.
And you didn't visit? You've never visited?
I've never visited. I got married to someone that is from Lafayette.
Plot twist. Yeah. Plot twist. Plot twist.
Like, no,
plot
no,
twist.
No.
I, no. You didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you see that coming. No.
Why?
So when he told you he was from Lafayette, what did you do?
I was,
you were excited.
I was not. I told you, like, people from Lafayette bust the kiki. I was like, this is my experience. He was like, like that. So I was like, you never know.
So what's your best? I love your worst story. I have to hear your best now.
My best? I have so many best though. But my best was called...
Don't forget, your clients will hear you. Be diplomatic. Let me put that question now.
That's what I'm telling
you. Be diplomatic.
I have many best. But my best outside job is going to be my Maiduguri work. Like,
Maiduguri.
Yes, I think
last year... Oh God, you make somebody's head swell now. That's her state. Oh my God.
The two...
We are the best people now. Stop hating.
Yes. Like, their hospitality is on that level. Do you understand?
It's so not funny.
I'm always happy to go to my degree. Whenever can you come to your work? I'm there.
Love that.
Maybe people will finish you with food now.
Normal person, if I'm coming to meet you for your service, for your magic touch, how much are you charging me? Okay. What's your price rate?
I'm affordable, Sha. For those that can afford me. Do you understand? I'm affordable.
What is your price rate?
Because the key point there is she's affordable for to those that can afford her.
Can afford
if you understand English,
your message is clear.
No. So the question will be, Rashida,
can you
afford her?
Can you afford her?
As in,
But you can afford now. Rashida is a big girl.
For where? Don't be deceived.
Well, I'm even like very intentional about my work this time around. I've never been able to like 2023, the beginning.
Yeah.
After I went for a makeup class with Aziz. So I've never been intentional. All other makeup artists, sorry to say, whoever is listening, curious. I don't know what's our problem.
Yeah.
It's like a makeup artist coming from Lagos and I'm going to arrive at that who's doing someone's makeup. They'll pamper that makeup artist from Lagos than me.
It's not fair.
Narrative towards my brand.
Yeah.
Cannot treat me anyhow.
No.
That makes sense. Yes.
I think we have this nonchalant attitude. You can call a business owner as well and say, oh, how much? Please, I'd like to make this. Is Jamie. Oh, Bana Gida. Baru Unkoma. Do you understand?
People from Lagos, as the example that you use, they know business. Business is business.
Business is business.
There's no familiarity. So when you're calling me for my service, you're paying for my service, and I'm there. So there's no time to joke around. And you too, you know how much you are paying. You can't be playing.
And our northern people, they have this thing. I think it's this their audacity thing. Just like a few months ago, I was telling Yosis that, see, this person is trying to book me. If you're going to book me, you have to go through my assistant right now because I cannot handle everything. At least she will let me know whatever it is. The next was like, you know, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to your madam.
How?
It's not like
you can't blame them. They are not used to these business structures.
And that's what's pissing me off. It's just simple. If you were someone from US, UK, trying to get something, you go through whatever it is. Even if you're booking a flight right now, are you going to meet the manager of Emirates? Or are you going to meet the
You can't afford to have an assistant. Then what is the assistant there for? It's for her to be used. It's for her to be contacted.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a total overhaul of the way we do business in Nigeria, but most especially in northern Nigeria.
Yes.
Point in case what she mentioned, you understand, look, it's a brand, it's a business. I have closing time, opening time, it's a structure. There are things that you need to do. There are things that are put in place. Why? To facilitate this business, to make it easy for both parties. You're booking me for a service. You're not doing me a favor and I'm not doing a favor. We're helping each other.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We are used to this over familiarity in the north when it comes to business, especially Aiken Hanu. They're used to calling the person directly. Like the example Glamdek gave now. I want to speak to your madam. Why do you want to speak to her madam? You've already contacted Glamdek, the brand, and you're talking to her, the assistant who takes care of these appointments. Then whatever it is, you can sort it out with her. What difference will it make if you speak to Glamdek directly? At the end of the day, it's Glamdek that is going to do your makeup.
Why and that's all you need.
She's given us example of makeup she did 9-8 years ago. There will come a time where you cannot see Glamdek. Oh, and it's supposed to be like that with any other craft, photography, but they look down on those people. See, you're not going to be glammed up on your wedding day if the makeup artist is not there. You're not going to have that memory if the photographer is not there. But the way, see, it goes both sides, from the one being the service and the taker, but there needs to be that change. There needs to be that shift. So when they see that you're not conforming to the norm, it upsets them. Like, who do you think
is it not just
you're being
makeup?
Professional?
Like you said,
you're being professional. And when it's professional, everything goes smoothly. It's better for the client and you, the artist. And we put sensation and sentiment in our work and it's not helping. You end up having more headache than work. Okay, have you not seen makeup artists fighting with clients? Why? You know that one did not pay more than 50,000 if you are able to fight. You see, when you pay Glamdek, when you can afford her, you won't even have time to fight with her. Your money is going.
Yeah.
Rashida, you've been asking her a question. Let me ask this one. Glamdek, I know Rashida can afford you. Me, I cannot afford you. Now.
No. Hey. This is how you will send somebody help out. Stop it. My help out will be hearing me. After I've
me,
done
I cannot prayer. Afford that.
After I've done prayer, please don't send
you
my
help cannot afford me. No, have I? You can afford me, man.
I cannot afford you for now. For now. There's a caveat. For now. So if you could explain to us or explain to us how your process goes, the packages, if you have them, and a rundown of if I want to like get Glamdek to do
sell
to
your business
my day, you know.
Okay, so like, if you want to like book an appointment, make an inquiry or anything, like you could go through my Instagram, but actually because of what has been happening on Instagram, like missing messages and all, so I don't take bookings on Instagram anymore. I'll prefer you send me a message on WhatsApp, which there's a link on my bio that you can click, that it will take you to my WhatsApp.
Okay.
For info. Actually, I'm not the one handling the WhatsApp. I have an assistant, which usually is always there to like answer all your questions, take all your bookings. Our casual makeup right now is just strictly home service, no studio service at all.
Okay.
The minimum is
so you go to them?
Yes. Oh,
that's amazing.
I go to them. So which is 90. That's the minimum, I guess.
90.
Yes. So 90. Yes, 90 is the minimum.
Excuse me, 90 naira, I be 90 what?
Let me sound like my son. Don't be silly, mommy.
Yes. So and for bridal makeup within Abuja, the minimum is 350k. Okay. Outside of Abuja, wow. Minimum 500k. So
yeah.
But amazing. Glamdek, if I can ask, I'm sure there's a reason why these prices are like that. So why?
So actually, why I'm a bit expensive? I don't think I'm expensive. I think I'm still cheap at this point. The products I use and all the investment I've done towards my brand. So I will start with the makeup products itself. So I think I don't use any Nigerian brand. Ooh. I don't think I have.
But is that nice? Are you not supposed to be supporting Nigerian brands?
The only Nigerian brand I think I love,
yeah,
I think is Vix, which is lashes. She does lashes.
Okay.
Absolutely love her lashes. And even this end lashes, I do Nigerian brands. But anything like concealers, foundation, powders, no.
Okay.
I don't do, because they have this thing that's called factory problem or inconsistency from the factory.
Okay.
So sometimes they have this problem with their formulas all the time. I don't know, but right now, no.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
Yes.
And we know how dollar is playing now.
Yes. Ah, you should know. That's
that was going to be my next question. I'm like, how's the dollar rate treating you and the business?
You're not telling me at all, because my last restock, which was like a week ago, I think I spent almost 800 and something thousand there just to restock, like, let's say 9 to 10 products. That's all.
Oh my god.
So
sorry, yes. Shida, are you her client?
That's all I do.
No, you see, is that familiarity that we're trying to fight? You are bringing it again. You are the problem of this industry.
I know her. No, I can't afford that. Oh, I can't afford that. I won't even lie.
You are falling her hand.
I fall it. This is, I fall it. I fall it on the ground.
Is the shit.
She's falling.
No.
I think makeup is a luxury service.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So,
it is. Yeah.
Because if you cannot, so do what everybody's doing. Buy, name of that in powder? Eileen. Buy your Eileen.
Buy
your.
Glamdek, who the professor are you? Instead of you to say that, no, she says luxury. If
wait,
you can afford the cup, if you cannot afford
break,
it, go.
Like,
somebody that is taking 1 month break, does she sound like somebody that will beg you? You said, but Shida, that's my problem with you. This one, will she beg you?
Oh my God, that's an honest advice. I've been curious, the name Glamdek, how did you get it? It's a nice name, I like it. How did you get that name?
Well, my sister gave me the name, she got the name.
Credit to your sister.
Yes.
That's
all our business name. I think she found all for us.
Oh, she's the brain behind the names. That's nice. Oh, I love that. I have an unsafe space this week. Long time no unsafe space. You know that I'm like average in height. I'm like 162.
We're all ears now.
I'm like 162. How tall are you, sis? I know you're tall. Glamdek.
How tall?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
You're not sure?
If I can answer that for Glamdek. Glamdek thinks she's the tallest. We're always arguing over who is taller.
So if she's arguing with you, that means she's pretty tall.
5'10".
Oh, yeah, that means she's pretty tall. Actually. She's pretty tall. If she's arguing with you.
5'10", 5'11".
Okay, you guys are tall. You guys are tall. Thank God. That's why I was thinking Glamdek would be on my side. But
because
I'm average in height. Although people argue that there's nothing like average in height, but that's their cup of tea. So my unsafe space for this week is that I have an issue with, like, when tall people, you just be standing or walking or somewhere, then tall people will just come and stand in front of you and just cover you. Then you'll not be looking up like...
That's so good, man.
Yeah, I knew it. Something was telling me that these guys, these tall people, today your safe space is for them. I just have an issue. You just come,
about
don't
tall
just cover
people,
me. I'm not looking like one small child. Do not stand.
Let me not cut you before I forget. Have you seen this tall guy that is currently doing his umrah?
I saw him.
Everybody in this piece.
Yeah.
That's tall.
He's tall.
So if you stand beside that one, what will you do?
That guy is tall.
She would disappear.
No, I have. I even on a normal day, I disappear. I'll just look it. What annoys me is that you are saying that you just come, you just start, just occupy everywhere. Like, be considerate now with people that are average in height.
Rashida, what God has done, there's nothing me and you can
I've
do.
Told you when I say
so
my
are you
unsafe
fighting
space.
With God? Because
when
I'm
saying
understand.
My unsafe space, I don't just allow me
but
to run.
You are hammering on it. I didn't want to say this. Yo, Thursday, you didn't 23rd me. No, go and spoil your.
That is not the point. The point is that I have an issue with tall people blocking me on the way. They just come and they stand and, you know, they just block everywhere. At least, what I'm trying to say is that be considerate, be moving. You tall, you see, okay.
What you do you want tall people to do?
Yeah, don't shall block me what when I'm standing. Don't shall block me. Don't come and occupy everywhere.
But if they can't even see you. They can't even see you.
Nice one.
They can't even see you.
Nice one. 1-0. Voila. Moving on. You see, since you were on the streets.
I was on the street. I was on this. And the street is not smiling.
What
the
is happening on the street?
Give it to us.
Rashida, I'm going to give it to you. Glamdek, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What happened was I was on TikTok.
TikTok.
So I kept seeing this video when they hear the how many parts, 50 something parts. If I see people narrating, I just tire, I'll just pass. Coincidentally, I now saw the same video on Twitter. I was like, okay, maybe it's meant to be. I need to listen to this video. Hey,
what happened?
She started telling the story. So there's this woman, she's married. Yeah, I think her husband lives overseas, Germany to be precise. I think he had to relocate, but they already have 3 kids. So what happens is that in a year, I think he just comes 2-3 week max. It is why I get that answer.
Oh my god,
madam got lonely. She got lonely. Job. One thing, you know, devil. Devil. I don't need to say anything. Madam, she went out and got herself a side piece even day to feel those lonely nights.
Wahala.
So from one night stand, it became all night stands.
She got a side boyfriend.
Wanini, they became my sister. They became comfortable. She started liking the guy. Before you know it, because she has 3 kids, he's not allowed to come to her house.
Okay.
But she was allowed to go to his place. Like this. So, before you know it, bam, Bele enter.
Hey, we're hallowed.
Bele enter.
God, please.
House. She doesn't, you know, she's just there for the rubbish before she goes back. She never noticed anything in the house.
Sneaky
tips. This time around, she was like, let me, like, even pay attention to what's happening here.
Yeah.
There are pictures in the wall, the surrounds. I paid attention to one picture. Lo and behold, as my people will say, is a picture of her husband and the guy.
Stop it.
She doesn't know.
No way.
She doesn't know how to ask him, but she would need to know that information.
Of course.
How? For you to have the picture framed, it has to be somebody close. This is her husband, but her son got a number. Mm. So how come? What happened?
What a coincidence. Okay.
So as a woman now, see, she's pregnant. This is a new wahala now. She devised the way, okay, let me, who is this? She started off with a picture that I didn't have the husband.
I'm beginning to have so many questions, but finish.
Who is this? Who is this? When he came to the frame where the husband and the side piece were, he was like, that's my brother.
Did you say brother? Not friend, brother, like blood.
But I don't understand. She doesn't know her husband's brother.
Another question.
It seems you're not close. You know, said they're very, very close. That this is brother, he loves him. And she has never met
his brother.
They've been married for long. Definitely she has met his family. He has never mentioned him, nor has she seen him.
They didn't have wedding.
Where does he live? This is brother. He lives in Germany with his family now and wife.
God.
So our darling husband
has a family.
Whole family in Germany. That was the work he was doing in Germany.
Oh my God.
With kids, mind you. So she is the side piece. That is what I'm
side piece with three children. Who is the side piece?
With 3 children.
The one with 3 children that they are coming to see twice a year.
If you get it. Now she's confused. What is she to do?
What is she to do?
Is she going to keep the pregnancy? Is she going to confront the husband? What is she to do? As a godly woman or women that you are, what are you going to advise her, this lady in distress?
First of all, this is your call.
This is a sticky situation.
A very sticky one. Huh. Glam deck.
Even know how to wrap.
If she advice. Was your client while you were having the makeup session,
and she was giving you this
to you. Yes, as a professional that you are, what are you going to advise
well,
her?
Well, first of all, I'll tell her to like abort the pregnancy, first of all. And those kids, she just deliver them to him.
Ah, violence.
Ah. I got straight to the point.
He chose violence now, so we give him violence.
Accordingly.
Me, I thought I had violence, so it's as if Glam's next violence is one of my own. As in straight up. But me, I'm just thinking that it wasn't a good situation, though. It wasn't a It wasn't a good way to find out. But like, God just revealed it for her.
On her sinful ways.
Yeah, on her sinful
because
ways.
Because we are not going to take we are not no, going to, are not going to take that. She too, what she was doing was totally out of the question.
Yeah, but what did she needed to do that to get to know the real man she was married to?
Are you excusing adultery?
Oh, I'm not excusing adultery. But I'm not excusing it. But I'm just thinking like, what if she had not done that? Would she have known? She would have been in that marriage.
There's this saying that I get you a house. I don't think about getting with some side
chick. Yeah,
it's true, sure.
So do you understand?
Yes.
What
you don't know won't kill you.
Yes.
That's another point. I'm just looking at it, but it was time for it to be reviewed.
Yes, it was time for it to be
reviewed. But even the man said, why are we not talking about the man? What he did? Why are we not talking about him?
Well, let's address the woman so that they will not say we are supporting the woman. Let's finish that one too.
Okay. Let's finish it. Then we'll come back to Zima.
Before we start, this one, let me even start. So talking about the man now, Rashida, me, I'm not even surprised. But do you know why?
We should be surprised now. Let's not excuse it.
Me not being surprised doesn't mean I'm excusing it. It's sad I'm not surprised because it's a regular occurrence. A lot of times on social media, you see that this man died. And during his burial, that's when you know his total children. His wife, his true children. It's happening now in Nigeria. We're not even going far. So people are even getting used to it. Ah, don't claim you are the only children. No. Wait till your papa dies. Then you
imagine.
Come. Thank you very much.
That's
you have a
sad
whole
reality.
Family.
Like a whole family.
He's living two lives. So
he's flexing.
Ah, wicked.
I'm fasting.
You are then the holy wife. Kingani, the only wife. He has a whole family there. And he's shopping between the two. Okay. Anybody know
okay, so he goes to work every 3 weeks.
He travels to Germany for his work. Mm. Only comes back and stays 2-3 weeks. Max 1 month for her.
In a year?
Then he's gone
in a year. In a year, maybe he can come like two times.
Yeah.
Two times in a year.
Yeah.
And he spends just two, three weeks. Max, if she's lucky, four.
Then he'll ask, the office just called. I need to get
you
back.
You know this office.
So that's the nature of his work. Right, and this is the person she's
allegedly, the work is his family now.
Yes, let's just make it look like it's not family, it's real work. Do you understand? So, this is a person that you want to stay with and have kids with. Do you understand?
They already have three children.
They are married. So they've been married for 8 years and you know he goes to Germany and he comes to see you only two times in a year. Stay like for 3 weeks or a month maximum.
Yeah.
So this is something you've already made of your mind. So I don't understand the lonely night. I don't understand the lonely
part. No, seriously. On the woman's case.
Do you understand?
If you cannot do
you'd be like, I cannot be in this marriage. To just like check out of the marriage and be like, I'm not going to stay and wait for you. I need you here.
But
if I'm not going to follow you, or if not, like,
sure, it's not a do or die affair. I think we make it hard on ourselves.
You know, we make this marriage of a thing look like, I have to stay in it no matter what.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, you keep like making the damages.
And it's true. Look at now, because this is a big damage.
Yes,
that she have the baby and say, it's my husband's brother's child.
Yes.
It doesn't sound. So it's the aftermath of everything that is even the issue now.
See, I'm not trying to make it look like, he's in the right to do whatever he wants to know.
No, I understand Glamdex's point.
But from his own part, what if he's just trying to hide both marriages?
Why does he have to do that?
And like Arabs, they can get married to four wives and you never know any of them. Even the kids.
Oh, wow.
You will never know. So you see, so what if he's trying to protect both sides for his own sanity and peace?
But is that right?
Let me, no. Let me come in, because this person is not a Muslim, nor is he an Arab person. So he's a Christian. He has to marry just one wife. Number two, talking about the lady just checking out, like she can't do it and whatnot. Glamdek, have you forgotten? You don't know what this man is telling her. Maybe he's calling her all the time. I'm up on my way to the office. So trying to make her she's involved. It's not like for those times that he's not around, there's total silence or anything. So he will try to be that loving husband. Yeah,
there's this guilty conscience attached to it.
Even though he's not close, why, and all the lies you fill her head and ears with. So that's another possibility.
Yes.
Entirely. Had it been when he goes, let's say during our parents' time, there's no mobile phone, smartphone, nothing. Communication maybe once a day or even in a week, say a letter. That would be a different case entirely. But this person that has a whole family, you know, he will try and make this woman feel comfortable no matter what. No matter what. It's just his physical absence that she will feel. But otherwise, you know.
Oh my God. I'm going back a bit. Gladek said that, like Arabs, that they can marry four wives without each one.
Yes.
Islamically, is that right? Where does it say you should do that? Are you not supposed to know each other?
Gladek, answer also.
I don't know.
Not supposed to know the children know each other. But is this kind of situation now that the children will grow, they will not fall in love with each other, they will not say, I never saw.
That is it too. I never saw.
The aftermath of everything now that is the problem. I don't know. They don't think because of selfish interest. You just like you do what you feel like doing in the now and you don't think of the future. Well, I don't know. She's in a sticky situation.
My own conclusion to this story is both of them were wrong, but the husband started it.
Yes.
And let's say, okay, we are Muslims, and if you, whether you're Muslim or Christian, adultery is a no-no.
It's
a big sin.
Yeah.
So it's better you say, I cannot do, make everybody go in way.
Yes.
Then
yes.
You continue with your life. Because this one, na double wahala they add for yourself.
And you know what? Yeah, I believe.
So imagine dying in that situation. Do you understand?
Yeah. On her way back.
I don't understand.
No, it's true now.
It's true.
You know, when you're going to die, it might be right now. So we just have to be conscious of our actions, what we do.
That's just the reality, whether we like it or not.
Yes.
Or not.
If I let Rashida now, I will not finish this street. Let me go to the other street. So the second one that I saw, which this woman, at least, let's use this one. Hula. What happened was they married early. I think she was 22 and he was 23.
Okay.
A year into the marriage, he had an accident.
Oh.
A ghastly one. He became bedridden. He became a vegetable. He recovered a bit, but he can't do anything. So she's been nursing him for 5 years. She couldn't do it again. She had to divorce him because she said she wanted a family. She wanted a family, but she still loved him. She wanted kids in her life because she was still young.
He
can't do anything.
Oh.
Kamuyazama kamayaru. He can't stand.
Oh, no.
He's shaking. Oh, Kingani's some of his body parts are paralyzed. He can't talk.
God.
Kingani, he uses his eye. He smiles and so on. So.
Oh,
do you understand
goodness.
That kind of thing?
Oh my goodness.
So, but she took care of him, nursed him for 5 years. So she had to divorce him because she wanted kids. She got married, and do you know what? This lady took her ex-husband in. Yes, his family.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet of
power. Yes, his family said they can't do it. Oh, they left him in the hospital.
Imagine.
I don't understand. They cannot do it.
They cannot do it. You know, white people, they don't send anybody.
Yeah.
It's us. They say they can't do it. They left him in the hospital. Yes. So
now only a woman can do that.
Only a woman can do it. She has, I think, 2-3 kids. He shuttled between the care home and their house.
Oh my God.
Celebration
goodness.
And stuff. Well, like,
and her husband accepts him.
He accepts.
It's like they have another baby in the house.
Come and see her kids. They call him uncle. Oh, no. Come and see her. They were even taking selfies.
Maybe that's he was so her first love, right?
Yes.
Because they were young now.
Oh.
Kingani. So look, see how a woman can keep
it's only
her
a woman
promise.
That can do that. I dare any man to do it.
They will not talk.
I dare them.
Let's not even start that topic because it's going to
Please.
Be a long one.
It's going to be a long one.
No.
Okay, let me even
I don't
drop
even have
one
energy.
Example. Glamdek, let me drop one example. So this is somebody that I heard that she got into a ghastly accident. She was in the ICU.
Mm.
She lost a child. This man got married again while she was
still in the ICU.
Can you imagine?
Still in ICU. Intensive care unit.
Do you know how heartless men can be?
Oh my God.
No,
they are so
me.
Selfish and self-centered.
She was
they didn't even allow her to even recover.
To die.
And come back.
Let her, no.
Let her even die first. There's nothing like
Do you know what? I'm assuming he thought she's going to die. That's why I'm saying let her die first. Because if he thought she was going to recover, maybe he wouldn't do that.
So if you think
she's going to die, wait. May she die. May she cook
maybe
die
the doctors
first.
Had told him that she wasn't going to survive.
They didn't tell him anything.
Imagine,
we are laughing about it, but it's actually sad. No matter how you look at it, religion wise, Kingani, when you look at it from the humanity side of it, it doesn't make sense. Talk more of you being a gas accident, taking care of you for 5 years, then you now carry you in where is it carrying you? So those are the two stories I got.
That's wonderful.
That woman is an angel.
Yeah, she is.
And
like
the man,
I won't
the
lie,
too.
I'm not in that situation, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I love Glamdek.
See, we are like, let's not pretend.
Let's not lie to ourselves. You understand? I want it.
Glamdek goes straight to the point. No sugar coating.
She can't do it. Can you do it, Rashida? Were you there?
But what are you saying? You're not sure.
No,
what
you know what?
Sure? What are you not sure about?
Because you're not there now, like you don't know if the situation arises.
You
like
know
you
what,
just put
Ko?
It 50, 50. Maybe not.
Talk your mind. Nobody's going to beat you. Talk your mind.
I can't. Let me not lie. I can't.
Wait, talking about this, I'll bring back that video again. Do you remember when they were interviewing those men? Can you donate your kidney to your wife?
They said,
all of them said
they cannot. What are we going to do with women if it's not that they're giving us children? That's what the guy said.
Can you imagine?
And that's the reality. No, that's the reality. You are saying 50-50. I don't know if this is.
We're having a lovely conversation. I'm sorry we have to go. Thank you so much, Glamdek. We are definitely bringing
you
back.
Thank you so much, Rashida. Thank you so much, Yusuf, for having me here.
Yusuf is going to go on the streets for us. We are strictly going on the street and bringing different scenarios so we can solve them. I love your direct answers.
Before we go, let me give you this funny one.
Mm.
So I saved it yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody said, they paid you to come and clean house because nobody in the house has time.
Mm.
You are spending time nagging about how lazy the children are in a Yoruba house. Nigerians are deeply unserious. So somebody is talking about a maid, definitely an elderly, that was complaining. So under the tweet, somebody now narrated their own experience. She said, that's how the girl that cleans for me, just because she's older than I am, was forming advice, you know. She said, ma, even if it's small plates, at least try and wash so that a man will know you can cook.
Hey, can you imagine? It's your audacity for me.
It's the audacity.
No, I love the answer. The lady now answered, I asked her why she's not married yet. With all her years of cleaning,
experience, thank you. Thank you. Good question.
Rubbish.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening this far. It was such an honor to have Glamdek, and we're definitely bringing her back.
Truly.
Don't forget to
for
like,
sure.
comment, subscribe, and leave us a review.
Follow us on our social media handles. On Instagram is The Chill Sisters Podcast. On TikTok, The Chill Sisters Podcast. You can send us an email on thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you guys. Any suggestion, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for staying thus far. It's nice having you.